Our guest today on Let's Talk Pellet is Marion County Conservation Officer Ken Kenyon.
Ken, thank you so much for taking some time out this afternoon and joining us. We sure do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate the chance.
And I know you've got some pretty big tasks over the next couple weeks. There's the Upland Wildlife Survey that's going on that the DNR sponsors and does that every year. And if you could tell us a little bit about what this Upland Game Survey is and why it's done every year.
Well, our Wildlife Bureau and their biologists in that Wildlife Bureau, they want to keep track of all the critters that we have out there, basically. So now during August, a prime time, we're going to be out on the roads and we're going to be trying to locate those critters that we can.
And so what are we looking for? I know pheasants is a big one, but what else is kind of on that list that you're going to be keeping your eye out for?
Yeah, every year we do pheasants, bobwhite quail, partridge, and then we also do cottontail rabbits and jackrabbits also.
Okay, so it's a pretty big list of stuff that you're out there looking for.
That's right. And some of those things we'll find in different counties across the state of Iowa.
Okay. And so what's your? How do you go about this? Do you have a specific route that you drive, or how does that work?
Every year we have the same specific route, and we try to keep those routes as close as we can so that we keep the data as close as we can every year to that area. Of course, roads close or roads change, and especially in Marion County where sometimes we put water over those roads, it makes it difficult to stick to that same 30-mile route, but we try to stay as close to that route as we possibly can.
And so do you have any tools that you use to help facilitate this, or you know, GPS or any sort of technologies like that?
Well, this year will be the first year that we're implementing that GPS coordinates to where we see this game. So if we were, for example, to see a brood of pheasants out on the road, we're going to take GPS coordinates, and that'll more pinpoint where those critters are so that we can look to see and compare why we have some game in some places and not game in other places.
So this is a way to just year by year track exactly where these wildlife are finding a place to nest and to call home for a little bit.
Correct. We not only want to know where they are, but we also want to know what their numbers are too, so we can track what those numbers are doing throughout the several year periods.
Okay. And speaking of numbers, just, you know, from kind of a 500-foot view, over the past few years, how have those numbers been for pheasants?
Well, as most of our hunters know, the pheasant population has been declining at a rapid rate. So some of the reason why we want to pinpoint more of these habitats so that we can kind of use that data to figure out what we can do to bring those numbers back up.
So when you get this data back, are you looking at different sort of conservation methods to try to implement or put in place to turn those numbers around?
Yeah, I think we are always looking for different methods that we can do to help turn those numbers around.
Okay. And what is there anything, I guess, you know, we're looking into another year of these studies, but what is some of the talk? I mean, as far as some of those strategies that might want to be put in place, or has there been much talk about that sort of thing?
Well, we know that we have to put more set-aside acres on the ground. We're always trying to do that anywhere we can get that. And that's just one thing we'll have to work towards. Iowa has a very small amount of public acres and that the DNR can actually put that habitat on. So we're always looking for landowners that are willing to maybe change some of their ground from hay ground or row crop ground to set aside habitat acres.
And we know that can be kind of a difficult choice sometimes. Of course, land can be used for so many different things in this area of the country, and the way that land is used has a pretty profound impact on what wildlife is around it then.
Correct. It very well can. You're right.
When you see some of these issues come across, you know, when you talked about rabbits was another animal that you look for. What are some things that you look for as far as habitat and as far as the sort of shape of that ecosystem when you're looking for these animals, when you see a big nest or a big brood in an area?
Well, all these critters like different types of habitat, but edge habitat is very important. And so we like to see a lot of edge where the timber meets grasslands. Mm-hmm. There's different kind of grasses we want to grow. We want some warm season grasses because those warm season grasses offer good winter cover for those kinds of critters, rabbits, pheasants, quail, and things like that. But then we also need some cool season grasses to where they're a little bit shorter and they have nesting area too.
Okay. So as we move through and we're working on this survey, about how long do we think it's going to take to get this data and be able to make some sound decisions about what to do moving forward?
Well, in the midwinter, we'll usually see the results of the surveys. We do them every August, so we try to run them August 1st through the 15th. So we've got a 2-week period there where we're looking for optimal conditions. Of course, we want a heavy dew on the ground where those birds are coming out to the road so we can count them clearly. And probably no wind, maybe the sun shining, things like that. So it gives a 2-week period there. Then all that data's got to be collected, looked at, and put together. So
quite a process.
That's right, yeah.
Do you have any sort of projections or anything that you're expecting going into this to see what the numbers are going to be looking like?
Well, I think from just talking to people and being out in the around the county, I think our pheasant numbers are better than they were last year. Of course, you can always say if you see two and there was only one there last year, that's 100%
certainly
recovery. So it's kind of hard to put it in numbers that way. But I think people are seeing a few more pheasants this year than they did last year. And they're definitely seeing a couple more broods of pheasants, which was a really difficult thing to come across last year.
So using this information, we can see sort of what conditions promote that and try to keep those trends going.
Correct.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much for your time. We sure do appreciate it today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.